Mayor Muriel Bowser and the council are at odds over what to do with the stadium. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton.
Until they get together, my bill can't move.
And the city can't get approval to buy the land from the National Park Service. Bowser said in February she wants to set up the site for the Commanders to move there.
And the team would have to fund and build their own stadium.
Council Chair Phil Mendelson.
I am not interested in helping the team until there is a written report on the investigation into sexual abuse allegations.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Pamela Smith could be in the hot seat on Capitol Hill next week after reports they have refused GW's request for officers to help dismantle the pro-Palestinian encampment at the school.
When asked whether she would testify at the hearing called Oversight of D.C.'s Response to Unlawful Activity and Anti-Semitism, Bowser says,
I will review that and the city will definitely have a response.
Committee member Tim Burchett says Republican leadership is alarmed by reports that Jewish students
felt like they were in danger and the school asked for police presence there and the mayor turned them down.
Bowser says,
I haven't ever turned down requests for help.
She says the city supports its universities.
Our police police the laws.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We haven't closed the door on Monumental. I think having $500 million on the table indicates how wide the door is open.
But Mayor Muriel Bowser says Monumental sports owner Ted Leonsis's alternative plan to move the Mystics to Capital One and continue to hold other events there doesn't make sense.
Because what would happen is this market can support so many special events.
She says if Monumental breaks its lease for the Caps and Wizards to be at Capital One, the city will redevelop the land, which it owns. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com. The D.C. Council approved capping service fees at 20%.
A cap on service fees is fair.
Councilmember Zachary Parker.
There has been negotiation around what is the right number. I would agree we should have more robust discussion around it.
Councilmember Christina Henderson voted no.
I think 20% is high, but if we're going to do it, I feel like everybody needs to understand that the vast majority of people are not going to tip on top of 20%.
The amount of the fee and whether any of it will go to servers will have to be disclosed on the restaurant's menu and website. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com. Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer.
You've got crappy schools.
He told D.C. council members during a hearing yesterday.
Your schools not only dropout factories, they're inmate factories.
Bowser saying today.
They're the fastest and have been improving urban school district in the United States.
Then she said, ask him about Alabama schools.
Did you ask him about Alabama schools? I don't know anything about Alabama schools. But I'm willing to bet that they need some work.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.